Pope Francis Bergoglio, he's back at it again. If you did not get your pokey poke for the medical crisis of 2020 and 2021, if you didn't get that injection, you are, to use Francis's words, and you see it on the screen, in an almost suicidal act of denial. Francis, allegedly the vicar of Christ, so he doesn't use the title. First, he labeled me as breeding like rabbits. That one stung a little bit for my wife and I. We have 8 kids. We're breeding like rabbits. Thanks, Pope Francis. Now, because we refuse to receive the pokey poke or put it into our children, we are in an almost suicidal act of denial. This is where we're at. Here's the full quote from Francis Bergoglio. I'll read it aloud for you. We'll get into it. We'll do a little bit of Q&A. I've been gone for a little bit, working outdoors with my sons, getting good work done. Back live again today on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Here's what Francis says. I did a screenshot here. This is from 2021 when he was pushing everyone to go get that pokey. He says, this is yesterday, he says. Translation I got from LifeSite News. Thanks to LifeSite News. The article was written by, I want to make sure I get it right, Michael Haynes, who's always doing great work. If you don't follow LifeSite News, make sure you do. Here's the full quote from Francis. Quote, deciding whether or not to get vaccinated is always an ethical choice. But I know that many people signed up to movements opposed to the administration of the medication. This distressed me because in my view, being against the antidote is an almost suicidal act of denial, end quote. He also went on to say, there were even a few anti-vaxxers, his words, there were even a few anti-vaxxers amongst the bishops. Some came close to death. Who's he talking about here? As far as I know, there's only one bishop in the whole world who was vocally against it and almost died, and that is Cardinal Burke. So this is a little psh, psh, psh to Cardinal Burke, little rib. We know Francis wanted to take away the apartment, the housing, the stipend to Cardinal Burke. Cardinal Burke, His Eminence is back in the United States. So here's a little dig at all of you little bitty lay people out there who didn't get the so-called antidote, as he calls it. You're in an almost suicidal act of denial, thus speaketh Francis. And Burke is also a anti-vaxxer, according to Francis. Now, let's look at a little bit of the history, a little bit of the timeline, if you will. You'll remember I did a few videos back in 2021. Why? Because Francis was pushing getting the pokey poke as an act of love, as an act of charity for mankind. You'll also remember that I talked about on the podcast here, and by the way, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. You don't miss any of these live episodes. I will be in the live chat in a little bit doing Q&A. And also, let me say here, not everything sometimes you may see, I didn't see that on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or Rumble. Not everything is released here. So if you want to get everything, there is an email list at taylormarshall.com. That's my website. You go to taylormarshall.com. You can sign up. I send out an email once a week, and it gives you an update on all of these things. So if you want it, I'm not going to give your email away. I'm not going to send you a bunch of stuff. It's just once a week. It's from the desk of Taylor Marshall. I highlight some things, share some videos, et cetera. So go to taylormarshall.com and make sure you set up for that. But Francis in 2021, I covered it here. He met not once, not twice. No, sorry. He did meet twice. Yeah, I was going to go for thrice. It wasn't thrice. He met twice with the CEO of a pharmaceutical company that I call PFizer. And everyone always says, Marshall, you're not pronouncing the name P. Fizzer correctly. Don't you know how to pronounce it? And of course, I know how to pronounce P. Fizzer, but I'm pronouncing it P. Fizzer for a reason. In case you're confused, P. Fizzer, the company, also sponsored Travis Kelce during the last Super Bowl and the NFL season. So when I say P. Fizzer, I think you know what I'm talking about. The CEO of P. Fizzer is named Francis Bourria. And Pope Francis met with CEO Francis Bourria, they have the same name, two times in 2021. And not only that, Francis went on public record and called all Catholics to receive the pokey poke and the boosters. Almost, some people reported that it almost felt like, these are other people, that they felt like it was almost like Francis met with the CEO of one of the most powerful companies on earth, P. Fizzer. And after he met with P. Fizzer, he went and just basically made a global commercial to the 1 billion Catholics, asking them to make an act of charity in obedience to him, Francis, to get the pokey poke. Not only that, you'll remember that we talked about that there was a mandate in Vatican City. All workers, all employees had mandated to receive the pokey poke jab in their arm. The other option is they had to have a negative test for the virus. But it got so serious that three Swiss guards are the security team of the Pope and of the Vatican. Three Swiss guards were fired because they refused to get the pokey poke. There were also several bishops. I already mentioned Cardinal Burke. Cardinal Burke got very sick. He got COVID. He almost died. You remember, we were praying for him every day, praying for him. There was one day in particular, I heard that this might be Burke's last day. I remember, couldn't sleep that night. I was praying for Cardinal Burke. Cardinal Burke, not only is it questionable medicine, according to Cardinal Burke, but because this so-called medicine is derived from aborted fetal tissue, Cardinal Burke said there's a proper moral objection to receiving this so-called medication, or as Francis calls it, the antidote. You'll remember there was Cardinal Pujats. There was Bishop Athanasius Schneider. He spoke out against it. Bishop Strickland spoke out against it. Of course, Bishop Strickland got canceled. I think part of his cancellation was not only speaking against certain things in the United States Conference of Bishops, not only resisting what happened at the LA Dodger Stadium last year, but also his very vocal objections to receiving the pokey poke. So there's Cardinal Burke, there was Cardinal Pujats, there was Bishop Strickland, Bishop Athanasius Schneider, and also, I believe, Archbishop Lenga, who used to be in Kazakhstan, I believe, with Bishop Athanasius Schneider. There were probably others too. There were many priests worldwide who objected to receiving the pokey poke. And just when you thought it's over, people aren't wearing the masks. People are, even a lot of people who went and got the pokey did not get the follow-up pokies. You catch my drift? Even though P. Fizzer says, hey, you need to boost things one times, two times, three times, four times. A lot of people kind of caught on and said, you know what? I don't want to keep putting this stuff in my body. And before I go to Q&A, we're going to do Q&A in a couple of minutes here. I want to hear from y'all. Haven't we been hearing from Francis and the Jesuits year after year after year?
Well, gee, Taylor, we have to, like, accompany people. And if, like, your conscience says you can be in a sexual relationship with another guy, well, that's your conscience. And we're just here to accompany you. If someone is divorced and remarried three times and they don't have an annulment, but their conscience in their heart, the Holy Spirit says, you can just receive communion. They can receive communion. It's between them and God. Everything has been about the conscience. Well, my conscience says, so I can do X, Y, Z. And the Jesuits golf clap. They're just so happy. Even though you have a malformed, broken, degenerate conscience, it would literally take you a Google search to find out what the Catholic Church teaches on contraception, the A word, the LMNOP, any of these topics. You could go to a number of websites. You could just Google, what does the Catholic Church teach on something? Or papal documents on the topic of the A word, or papal topics on this. The catechism on, and it would take you less than 5 minutes to find the answer. But
these Jesuits are applauding the pride of people with malformed consciences. And I will tell you right now, there are people in the world, Catholics in the world right now, who have malformed consciences, and it's not their fault. But God calls us, in accord with reason, natural law, and divine revelation, to make an attempt to form our conscience each and every day. You can't get to 85 years old and say, well, I just never knew that Catholics were against artificial contraception. I just never knew that. But are there 18-year-olds out there who went to horrific so-called Catholic schools and were taught, yeah, if you're in mortal sin, you can receive communion. That's fine. Yes, I've met so many young Catholics who said, I went to Catholic school, and they said, even if you've done mortal sins, you can still receive communion as long as you intend sometime in the future that you'll eventually go to confession, like once a year. They are taught this. Their consciences are malformed. And, you know, in that case, their culpability is greatly decreased. But here we are with people like myself, like my wife, who have read medical articles, consulted with doctors, listened to priests, bishops, cardinals on the other side of things, and we say, you know what? For moral reasons, the origin of this medicine, and also because we're just not so sure, it hasn't really been tested on humans before. We don't know what the 1 year, 3 year, we still don't know what the 5 year outcome is. And there were a bunch of people who were just dying. And it seemed related to that. So we wanted to play the safe way. We're following our conscience, and we don't want to get that pokey poke antidote. And yet Francis comes along in his authoritative self, and he says, being against the antidote is almost suicidal act of denial. Where is the Jesuit accompaniment? Where is the Jesuit mercy? Doesn't exist for us. If you and your conscience want to go to the traditional Latin Mass and you don't want to get the pokey poke, there is no mercy for you. You want to get fishnet clothes on and go into a pride parade and shake it like a Polaroid picture, we're just here to accompany you. Follow your heart, like Pedro in Napoleon Dynamite. Follow your heart. That's what I always do. Like the summation of modern, heretical, liberal, bogus Jesuit theology is basically what Pedro said to Napoleon Dynamite. Follow your heart. That's what I always do. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're going to now go and do some Q&A. I know y'all got some questions. You got some comments. I want to hear from all of you. And I want to thank everyone who is a Patreon patron of the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. You want to support my podcast, support my book, support my writing, you can go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. There's a bunch of different support tier levels there. And I thank all of you at every single tier level. And at different levels, I'll send you different signed copies of my books, sometimes a rosary, other things, merch, books, just to say thank you for your support. So if you already are a Patreon, thank you. I'm very grateful to you. If you want to join, I would appreciate it. Go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall and I'll send it to you. If you want to get a history of what's going on in the church, I encourage you to read my book, Infiltration. And if you want to move to a part of the country where you can get a Catholic school, a traditional Latin mass, good community, like my wife and I share here in Texas, good old Texas, I encourage you to go to realestateforlife.org. These are the people that I trust. I talk to them on the phone. They have helped dozens and dozens of people who watch the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast to sell their house wherever they are in the world and relocate and buy a home in another part of the world. And the people I trust to help you through that process who have the same values and understand the best places to live for Catholic communities, that is Real Estate for Life. So go to realestateforlife.org, realestateforlife.org. Tell them that you heard about it at the Dr. Taylor Marshall Show, and they will get you started. They'll help you. Like I said, they've helped so many people who watch this podcast. All right, let's get into your... Oh, one more. This podcast is brought to you by NSTI, New St. Thomas Institute. That's where I teach online courses in philosophy, church history, theology. We have a whole course on the Roman Rite. If you want to get deep and take your faith to the next level and become confident as a Catholic, and you don't want to go back to college or move to a college or move to a seminary, you're like, you know what? I just want some courses on Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine, Aristotle, Plato, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the epistles of St. Paul, the Apocalypse. I would love to be your guide. I teach online courses. All the courses are in the cloud. You can take them at your own time. You can opt for quizzes if you want them. You don't have to do the quizzes. You can also earn your certificate in philosophy, theology, apologetics. We have 10 certificates. You can get them all. Enrollment is open. Go to nsti.com and sign up as a student. All right, your questions, your comments. Let's do it. Oh, wow, we have 2,100 people with us today. Make sure you subscribe. Don't miss it. And we only have 300 likes so far. 2,000 people watching, 300 likes. That's not 50%. If we're going to do Q&A, you guys got to get those likes up to over 1,000. Hit that like button. Share this video on YouTube. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. Let's get around. You are my algorithm. Let's jump in. I should wait till we get those likes up, but we're going to go into the live chat right now. All right. This is a good question here from Joe Buckle. What do you think of the Mission of Divine Mercy in San Antonio? The bishop is trying to take the land from a private LLC created the property. Yeah, I've been following the Divine Mercy priests and nuns in San Antonio since it is in our backyard here in Texas. I'm troubled by it. The Archbishop of San Antonio is meanwhile promoting Ramadan. Is he an archbishop or is he an imam? I mean, that's a whole show in itself. Maybe we should do a show on that. Should archbishops be promoting Ramadan or Jewish Day of Atonement? I mean, I thought they were baptized. I mean, if you're going to promote Ramadan, all that, you know, you might as well put on a little hat, get circumcised, join their religion, because right now we're doing Lent and Holy Week is next week. So let's get with the program and be Catholic. I'm watching this. I know that they have visions. I have listened to their YouTube reading of the visions. I've looked into the visions. As you know, I'm always super hesitant on visions and messages because you can get fooled. So I'm reserving judgment on that. Visions need miracles. That's usually what you see in the Bible. Visions, miracles. So you have Our Lady of Fatima and you have Miracle of the Sun. So you're like, oh, that's legit. Our Lady of Guadalupe, you have visions and messages, and then you have the miracle of the tilma with Our Lady of Guadalupe on Juan Diego's tilma. So really, before I go all in on this, I want to see a miracle. Because certainly the Archbishop is against the visions, against the prophecies or the messages. So I reserve judgment on that, but I do think that persecuting people and what the Archbishop is going after, he's the one who gave communion, allegedly, I've heard, to Biden. He's the one promoting Ramadan. He's the one promoting open borders, even though we got child trafficking going on with the open borders. I mean, we just need some men who talk like the apostles, the 12 apostles. Is that really too much to ask if you're a bishop that you talk like the apostles? I don't think the apostles would be like talking about Ramadan as the season of mercy. What? Ramadan? The fake season created by the fake prophet, Muhammad? Get out of town. Joe, thanks for your comment and your question. All right, back into your comments and question. Yeah, here's Michelle. She's saying what I've heard, and that is this archbishop gave Holy Communion to Biden. Troubling. I'm going to put the Francis quote maybe over here so I can bring in your comments better. By the way, I will say I've been doing this for years now. The Taylor Marshall, the Dr. Taylor Marshall audience is the smartest audience out there. The comments, the questions, the things that y'all bring to this podcast are very high info. This is not a low info audience. Here is Boonger Tate. He says, I'm unvaxxed, never had COVID, but everyone I know that got vaxxed got sick more than once. I wore no mask. My vaccine is Jesus Christ. Awesome. I too am a pure blood. Mike says, can we see a heretic plain and simple without any ecclesial declaration? You can see a heretic. You can identify heresy if you're well-formed in Catholic theology. But when it comes to declaring a pope as a formal manifest heretic, there does need to be something public. It can't just be YouTubers and bloggers and moms and dads pointing the finger and saying, deposed, deposed, deposed. We live in a universal church, which has cardinals, canon law, process, and we can't go into a tornado of chaos. Sandra, where are the bishops and cardinals? Many lay people ask that question. Where are they? Yes, there's a Cardinal Burke, and there's a Cardinal Pujat, and there's an Archbishop Lengua and a Bishop Athanasius Schneider. But, I mean, we're talking about count them on two hands. I mean, for every five good ones, we've got, 100 special Jesuits. Taylor. All right, here we go. Can we please find out who Deimos 2 is and interview him? Well, the reason he went by a fake name is he doesn't want people to know who he is. I'm pretty sure I know who he is. I've since heard that it's not Deimos, by the way, it's Deimos. I've since heard that Deimos 2 was actually a leftover letter from Cardinal. Fasting brain is getting me from Australia. Help me out, live chat. Is a leftover one. But reading it and looking at the context, it's a new document in my estimation as I look at it. Help me out here. Why can't it? Pell. Cardinal Pell. Cardinal Pell. It's a leftover. But I don't think it is. I don't think it is. All right. Chris says, I got vaxxed. I'm not vaxxed either, but the heartbreaking thing was my family who embraced it. I mean, yeah, that's the other thing. Let's say you got somebody and they're on the line. They're not sure which way they want to go. Should I get it? Should I not get it? And then they read the newspaper and there's the Pope. The Pope says, do it. It's an act of charity. Tell you what, if people got damaged from that, people had problems, people died, and they went off that, whoever said that, I don't care if you wear a white cassock, a red cassock, a violet cassock, or a black cassock. If people went and did something and it went wrong, that's on you. That's on you. Or if you wear a white lab coat, that's on you. You'll have to answer for that. All right, here is a super chat from Pablo Costa. At least three cardinals were vaccinated and died of COVID. Cardinal Burke is still alive. Thank you, Pablo. I did not know that. See, you guys are high info. I can rely on y'all. Here is someone with a Chinese-looking name. I once upon a time did study Chinese in China a long time ago, but I can't read that. It's been too long. Zero jab, zero COVID, zero PCR test. 100% persecuted for that. No regrets. Doing fine. Amen and amen. Love it. Charles says, I want to know if P-Fizzer, y'all know what P-Fizzer is, don't you? If you don't know, don't tell them in the live chat. They got to figure it out, P-Fizzer. P-Fizzer, I want to know if P-Fizzer stopped sending Francis a check. I'm thinking the check just arrived. That's my guess. Check's in the mail, baby. Check's in the mail. By the way, we're only at 700 likes. 2,500 watching. This is no good. You guys have to like the show. Hit the thumbs up. Get on it. Oh, here we go. It's Korean. My bad. It's Korean, but I'm French. Hi from Paris. Love Paris. I was in Paris last year. It was incredible. Lots of Latin mass in France and in Paris. Was this quote said by Pope in 2021 or 2022? And has he said anything more recently about the sudden health problems caused by the medications? Bellator, he said this yesterday. I'm not recycling old news from 2021 or 2020 or 2022. He said it yesterday. In case you came in late, here's the quote. This is new quote. Deciding whether to get vaccinated is always an ethical choice, but I know that many people signed up to movements opposed to the administration of the medication. This distressed me because, in my view, being against the antidote is an almost suicidal act of denial. He also said there were even a few anti-vaxxers among the bishops. Some came close to death, and that's a little hit on His Eminence Cardinal Burke. And then here's a quote from his live cast. When he met with the CEO of P-Fizzer, getting vaccinated is a simple and yet profound way to care for one another, especially the most vulnerable. Bellator, this is new stuff. New info. Looking at your comments here, everybody's talking about Korean. That was Korean, not Chinese. My bad. Hey, John Wick, what's up? David Lamb, Dr. Taylor, my soon-to-be girlfriend is not vaxxed. Thoughts? David, for the win. Bro, I have met probably 40 or 50 people who say, man, it's so hard on the dating scene. I want to date, marry a person who's not vaccinated. And it's so difficult, especially like navigating it on your first or second meeting. Like, so are you vaccinated? You know, like how do you work that out? So My soon-to-be girlfriend is not back. Wait, my soon-to-be girlfriend? What does that mean, David? My soon-to-be girlfriend. She's not your girlfriend? Ask her out. Take her to church. Take her to mass. I was talking to a buddy over the weekend. Met a nice girl. Took her to mass. Didn't work out. I was like, what a great... you don't want to be, too intense, like, hey, go to mass. But on the other hand, you kind of don't want to waste time and mess around. Take the girl to mass. Here is Ms. Blake, 445. I know so many that kept getting the virus with multiple jabs. There's so many people who got the so-called antidote. Here's what Francis calls it, the antidote. They're still getting it. What the what? Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Here's a super chat. Thank you for the super chat, Appreciate you, brother. Some people say, why do you only answer the super chats? I answer all kinds of questions all the time, but if someone does do a super chat, I feel like, hey, if I can, I try to get to it. All right, back into the comments and into the questions. I like this one right here from Anne E. God created us with a fully functioning immune system. Before this kicks in, mother's milk substitutes this for all newborns, which is why the popes in the church have always taught that mothers have a moral obligation to nurse their children. If it's medically not possible, then you're excused. But if it is possible, you should nurse your children. My wife, holy good woman, nursed all 8 of our children. The children are healthy. They get the colostrum. They get the immunities. That's how God designed it. And God gave us functioning immune systems. There's people who, part of the fear about these viruses, part of the fear is, if I get it, I'm going to die. And it's just this fear. And it's like, well, hold up. God gave us immune systems. Sometimes it doesn't always work and we die, but we're exposed to horrific diseases and infections every single day. And most of the year, we're okay. So let's give God a little credit and not inject things that have never been tested on humans with the assumption that that injection is somehow going to be better than the divinely installed immune system hardware that God gave us. Thank you, Annie. You are thinking philosophically. Saved by Grace says, does not the jab have fetal tissues in the testing? Yes. And this is one of the objections that Cardinal Burke raised with regard to the pokey poke. Hello, Taylor Marshall from Dundee. I'm friends with the Marian Franciscans you met on the Chartres pilgrimage. All right. Very awesome, Franciscans. Tell them I said hello, howdy, and good day. I'm surprised that none of you are asking or discussing the total hypocrisy that Francis and the Jesuits will allow and promote parades in the street with naked people, children, fishnet stockings, makeup, weird gyrations. And so isn't it just so special? They're into pride. If we don't have pride for them, they're going to die. And these Jesuits, these liberals are promoting the pride parade with the little children. It's just so amazing. So
heroic and bold. Let's accompany them. Let's give them couple blessings. No, let. I got to give it more lisp. Let's give them couple blessings. It's so magical. You can go to Disney and do it. They get to follow their conscience and do unspeakable things that are contrary to Romans chapter 1. And yet we're out here saying, I'd really like to go to the traditional Latin Mass as it was celebrated before 1951, please. And they're like, why are you so schismatic? Why do you hate the Pope? Why do you hate Catholicism? Why are you dividing the church? Or you say, you know what? I know P. Fizzer is pushing that and promoting that. As for me and my house, we're not going to get the Pokey Pope. We're just going to wait this out and let our immune systems handle it. Thanks, but no thanks. And then they're like, being against the antidote is like almost suicidal act of denial. Why don't you love your neighbors? There are so many clergy, Catholic and Protestant, during the whole medical crisis that were saying, if you don't get the jab, you don't love your neighbor. So none of the charity of just follow your conscience. It's cool. We know people have disagreements on it. There's literally nothing in the Bible and nothing in sacred tradition that says, go get the P. Fizzer jab. So if your conscience says, I'm going to sit this one out, I don't want to do it, we honor that. It's cool. No. They're going to hammer you. Hammer. But if you want to wear fishnet stockings and leopard print and twirl around an apple teeny during a pride parade, they're going to wave the flag and say, you're so bold and courageous. Oh, take a hike. I'm so sick of you. Damien says, G Pride is nothing like Irish Pride. Ugh. Agreed, but they're getting blended in New York City. Sadly. Petra says, in Australia, good day, mate, the Latin Mass was never talked about after Vatican II. It was like it was erased from history. I was talking to some Mexican friends over the past weekend. They said that the Cristeros in Mexico, that whole story was erased from Mexican history. They went all the way through school, never heard of it. All the Freemasons and atheists and communists and socialists were hailed as heroes of the Mexican nation, but the Cristeros, they never even heard about that till they later on became more faithful in their Catholic faith and started learning about the Catholic history of Mexico, and they were aghast. So sadly, this seems the same thing is happening in Australia. Kathy says, Dr. Marshall, you're right on top, what, right on target. Thank you. Nicholas says, the V2 sect is a new false religion. Do not be deceived, brothers and sisters. Ah, this is a good one here. Mr. A, alert, alert. The USCCB Good Friday pastoral note will be saying the Gospel of John is anti-Semitic. This all goes against what Scripture says. Here's the thing. We don't need people who are not Catholic to be dictating over us what the Gospel of John is. It's not their role. And it's not the role of cardinals and bishops in the United States or elsewhere to go to religious leaders of other false religions and say, well, what do you think our Bible says? We understand that you think the Gospel of John is this,
and you feel bad about it, how can we help you? No. The Gospel of John is inspired by the third person of the Most Holy Trinity, the Holy Ghost. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not misguided. It's not in a corrupt culture or influenced by a corrupt culture, so it somehow needs to be liberated out of the text for its true spiritual meaning. The Gospel of John is the Gospel of John. It's my favorite gospel. It's profound. It's beautiful. It's good. And I don't care what a rabbi says about it. The only rabbi I care about is the Crucified Rabbi. My first book, The Crucified Rabbi. How Catholicism fulfills everything in the Old Testament. The Old Testament, not the Talmud. No. The Old Testament. The faith of Moses. All right, super chat here from Baby QB, baby quarterback, maybe. The Pope's comments make it so much harder for us to seek religious or conscientious objection. Now to the VACC. The Pope's comments make it so much harder for us to seek a religious exemption. Exactly. You can say, well, I want a religious exemption. I don't believe that. What religion are you? Roman Catholic? Here, I just printed this off the internet. It's what your Pope says about getting it and how you should. So you know... exemption for you. Baby QB is 100% correct on this. All right, we're going to do a couple more questions here, folks. Tinkerbell, what is the topic of this talk? We're talking about Francis came out yesterday and said a bunch of things, including this quote, being against the antidote, by which he means the jabby jab, is an almost suicidal act of denial. That's what he said. And I got some, I'm a little bit upset about that. All right, one last comment, question. Violent Butterfly. This is where I differ in opinion with Dr. Marshall. The Gospel of John is anti-Semitic. If you read it, many horrible things happen in history due to this being in the Bible. Sorry. Agree or disagree? I mean, you realize that the author himself was an Israelite, was Jewish. His understanding of the temple and the priesthood and the liturgy and even the architecture of where the high priests were meeting during the trial of Jesus Christ reveals that he was intimately involved in the social, highest social class and religious structure of Judaism in the first century in Jerusalem. So how can you come and say he's anti-Semitic? How does that make sense? And by the way, if we're going to play that game, the rabbis taught that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is boiling in excrement in hell. They say that our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, all holy Panagia, the most beautiful creature ever created, that she was a harlot and a hairdresser. So, you know, maybe look in the mirror if you're going to throw that at the Christians. Look at what they're throwing. They're literally throwing excrement at Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, true God and true man. Why is that okay? Why is there always a pass on that? Ann Walter says, Francis must know the plan for another pandemic to bring up the injections now. Oof, hope not. Wanna Pray says, praying with Cardinal Burke, the 90-day novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe, praying for our Pope and all priests from the Philippines. Yes, we must pray. Cardinal Burke has a 90-day day novena, praying for the crisis in the church. We must be on our knees every day. We must be praying morning and evening. You must be praying the rosary every day. Pray the rosary every day. You're not on the team. That's it.
Well, G. Taylor, why'd you say that?
I didn't say it. This is not a Taylor Marshall. Like, I'm sitting around. It would be a cool thing to say. People should pray the rosary every day. That's what I'm going to tell you. No. Dozens of popes, the Blessed Virgin Mary herself at Fatima, saints after saints like St. John Vianney, St. Padre Pio, have said pray the rosary every blessed day. I don't see how you can sit on the sidelines and hear pope after pope say pray the rosary every day. The Blessed Virgin Mary, Theotokos, Panagia herself, Immaculate Conception, say, pray the rosary every day. Pray 5 decades minimum every day. And then listen to saints like Padre Pio, who has the stigmata in his hands and his feet, say, pray the rosary every day. And then you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that. Not my spirituality. You pray the rosary every day, you're not on the team. And you can't come on here and complain, no, this is going on in the church, and I don't like this, and my pastor. If you're not praying the rosary every day, bare minimum commitment, pray the rosary every day. If you're a father, pray the rosary. If your family, if you pray the rosary with your family every day with the usual conditions for a plenary indulgence, you and your family receive a plenary indulgence every blessed day of the year. How awesome is that? Pray the rosary every day. You're not on the team. You're just not on the team if you don't pray the rosary every single day. All right, well, as for me and my house, we're to serve the Lord. We're not going to get the pokey pokes. We're going to keep on keeping on going to the traditional Latin Mass every Sunday, every holy day of obligation, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. Those three are not holy days of obligation, but highly recommend if you can go to a traditional version, preferably pre-1955, but we don't all have access. And pray your rosary every day. Read your Bible every day. Go to confession every 2 to 4 weeks. Read a traditional catechism like the Baltimore Catechism. You might say, well, I'm an adult. Read it anyway. You need to read the Baltimore Catechism. Read the Catechism of Trent. All right. Again, this podcast is brought to you at New St. Thomas Institute. If you want to take online courses with me, go to nsti.com. If you want to move, go to realestateforlife.org. They'll help you find a new property in a community somewhere in America. I recommend Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, Idaho. Great places. If you want to move from where you are and go to a place that has more traditional values, Catholic schools, traditional Latin Mass, go to realestateforlife.org. They're the people that I trust. They will help you sell your house and buy a new one. Contact realestateforlife.org and tell them you heard about on the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. Please subscribe if you're new to this podcast. I do church history. My name is Dr. Taylor Marshall. I do church history, philosophy, theology, current events, moral theology. And this audience, the audience here is high info. It's excellent. So pray your rosary every day and remember our Lord Jesus Christ is you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed. Y'all have a great Lent. Keep on keeping on. Fasting, penance.